Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Tastes like chicken? We'll get to that in a second.
This story is insane. Absolutely insane.
We got to talk about this in a second here on 98.9 Buzz. Good morning, Spaziano and Sandy here. It's 8.09. We've got just another stellar day. Sunshine, low humidity, 88 degrees. Tomorrow, put it on the Xerox machine, print it out. It's going to be the same thing. Plenty of sunshine, 88 degrees. Cooler for the weekend, but still in the mid-70s. So that's the deal on that.
It's going to be awesome.
Yeah.
So now, before we get to this, the update about the swan that we told you about yesterday, just a heads up, at 8:30, we'll be on Facebook Live. We got the Buzz Business Pitch Tank with Brandon T. Adams. Mm-hmm. If your kid has ever said to you, hey, listen, I want to make it on my own. I don't want to work for the man. I want to be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. Your kid has ever said that to you, this pitch tank is designed for you. Advice that Brandon
has. Or if you ever said it to yourself.
Yeah, or if you have ever said so.
Here's the story. Here. Yeah.
Following breaking news from Manlius police on the killing of one of the village's famous swans, Faye, and her babies being stolen from the swan pond.
News Channel 9's Adrian Smith live at the Manlius Swan Pond tonight. Adrian, police just releasing that new information. Fill us in. What are they saying?
All right, I'll hold it from there. That was yesterday. Manlius, New York, near Syracuse. There's apparently an attraction in a public park or something called the Swan Pond. And Faye is the swan, big, white, beautiful swan, and four babies.
She's been there forever.
Yeah. Well, apparently, the swan was killed, and the babies were stolen. They arrested three teenagers, and then we didn't know what happened to the swan.
Okay.
They found they found the babies, so they're all
now
safe.
We know what happened to the swan. Three teenagers, like Scotty said, 16, 17, and 18. What do they do with Mama Swan? What do they do with the famous Faye? They cooked her and ate her for their Memorial Day party.
You're going to throw a swan in the Barbie? That's so messed up.
My God. Now,
they cooked the swan and barbecued it for the Memorial Day party.
Yes. They are saying they mistook it for a duck. I don't know if I believe that. I mean, you're not that dumb, are you?
Well,
you know the difference between a duck and a swan, don't you? Anyhow, even to do that, who goes out in their backyard and steals wildlife for dinner? I mean, times are tough. Maybe we shouldn't judge. Maybe because times are tough.
Times are definitely weird.
These teenagers wanted to make their Memorial Day party festive. So here's the question now. Because after I discovered that, saw that update to the story, of course, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of comments started to flood in.
On social.
And all of the comments, most of them were, this is sick.
Yeah.
We got to arrest these teenagers and analyze them because they're going to be future Jeffrey Dahmers. Like, this is disgusting. But then there were a few comments that trickled in that was like, well, what makes a swan different than a duck? Because in some cultures, they treat swans like ducks as far as dinner.
Really? That's like a thing?
In some cultures. Now, I don't know. Are you familiar with that culture? 818-2899. So in your mind, is a swan the same as a duck or a dog?
I mean, it's like a turkey, right? They're big. Like a turkey.
So is it as disgusting and disturbing as our initial reaction? Where do you put a swan?
They eat dogs,
where do you put
too.
A swan? Well, not here. It would be weird. We're not in China.
Why do you think they call chow chows? Chows.
No, they don't.
They eat chows. Yep.
Who does?
Other cultures eat the dog, the chow.
Is that really why they call them chow chows?
No.
You made that up. Oh.
No, good. But they okay. do eat chows.
Okay. See, to us in Rochester, New York, if we heard a story of someone eating a chow, we would think that person is messed
and going to jail. Correct. Yeah.
Okay. So now a swan. Are you putting it in the same category as a duck, a turkey, a quail, a bison, or are you putting it in the category of a dog? What other animals? A cat.
You eat cat. They eat cats, too. And they eat rats.
Here in Rochester, New
oh,
York.
Oh, in Rochester, New York? No, it's weird. It's
Where are you
definitely
putting the
weird.
Swan?
I'm putting the swan in weird. I don't know. I mean,
in the dog category.
If a restaurant came up and said, listen, we're having swan tonight. I'd be like, ooh, it's a delicacy. Sounds good. May try it.
So you would.
I guess I would, yeah.
Okay, so you're putting the swan in the duck category. Therefore, you don't think these teenagers should be punished.
I didn't say that. They killed it. It was a public attraction. Hi, the buzz.
But we killed deer, yeah. And you're okay with
yeah,
it?
Yeah, but people don't come and see the deer, and there is hello, the buzz.
Hello.
Yeah, man, go ahead.
Where are you putting the swan? Like a duck or like a dog?
I'm going to put a swan like a duck.
Yeah.
Because... How about the gorgeous and elegant peacock?
Uh-huh.
It's a peafowl, which peafowls are technically nothing more than a glorified chicken. They're just very pretty.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. So you think these teenagers are fine making it for dinner for Memorial Day?
I didn't say it was fine. I'm not condoning the action.
Right.
Okay?
Right.
Because technically, swans are supposed to be protected.
Right.
However, swans are also the biggest... a-hole of the foul.
I know, they are. They're evil, aren't they? Do not approach a swan. They're beautiful to look at, but they will mess you up. They'll take your fingers off.
But, exactly. So, if you think about it, if you're in a life and death situation, if it's me or the bird, I'm going to have myself a beautiful roasted swan for dinner. Again, just going out.
He's picking up by the head. Ring it around.
You know?
Yeah. I wonder what it tastes like. You think it tastes like duck? You think it's kind of fatty, or you think it's more like chicken?
I would say, have you ever had goose and duck?
I've never had goose before. I've had duck.
Duck is like roast beef.
Uh-huh.
Very similar texture, very grainy.
Yeah, it's all dark like meat, right? Very fatty,
dark
meat.
Exactly.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Because they're in a very similar waterfowl category, they're going to be of a darker, thicker meat like
oh
that.
Oh, my God. You are freaking out the vegetarians. They change. They move.
Yeah.
They're not listening
Both
anymore.
Both of them. Hey, how about this? I have a friend... who I'm not sure where she is from, but I made a joke about a guinea pig for the kids, and she's like, "Oh, they're good. They're delicious."
No!
I'm like what? Yes.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what. I think it's a Central American country, South American country.
Yeah,
okay.
That eats guinea pigs. Cute
not here in Rochester. The guinea pig is with the swan and the dog. Off limits. You
hey,
can't eat your pet guinea pig.
If you go to Africa, cats on the menu.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, ever since I got my dog, Walter, I am mush. I don't want to eat any. I am borderline vegetarian because I feel so sad when I see the bunny hopping through the backyard. I could never eat a bunny.
I worked at a restaurant many, many years ago. It was an Australian restaurant.
Uh-huh.
And that restaurant used to serve rabbit.
Yeah, sure.
And it was a very hot dish on the item, and this was right down here in good old Central New York. It was not that far away.
Wow!
Oh,
and there's a German dish, Hasenpfeffer, that was made famous by Bugs Bunny. Remember, Hasenpfeffer? I'm going to make Hasenpfeffer out of you.
All right. So these three teenagers, if it wasn't for the fact that Faye was a famous swan,
yeah.
You would be completely fine with the fact that they served it up.
If they were needing to eat, if they needed food to eat, and it was an opportunistic situation, then to me, I'm not condoning their actions, but
no.
If it's a life or death situation, I need to eat,
yeah.
And this is an opportunity, that's the way I see it.
If you're naked
Goodbye,
and afraid,
Faye.
Naked and afraid and alone in the wild, you see a swan, there you go.
It's
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.